Lock 5. There was no lockkeeper's cottage here. Instead, it was the responsibility of the lockkeeper at Lock 4 to manage the passage of boats. It was probably a good thing, too, as canal folk that normally slept on the boats overnight would not stay here. These men, known as lighter men, claimed there were strange influences and that temperatures were lower here than anywhere else on the navigation. The lighter men and their families usually lived on board the boat. Their job was to transport the cargo between Belfast and Loch Ness as quickly and efficiently as possible. Each lighter had a small cabin with a coal-fired stove for heating and cooking, two small cupboards, a folding table with bench seats, which doubled as beds at night, and additional beds on a raised platform. This would have been all the accommodation for the lighterman and his family, which may well have been quite large. In the 19th century, it would have been quite rare for the children of lightermen to go to school. Most of the families would have stayed working on the canals. The main cargoes on the boats would have been coal to power the factories and mills in the Lagan Valley and linen from the same places. Other cargoes included flour, turf, tiles, sand and farm produce. Sometimes the lighters would take much more sinister cargoes. There is a very old churchyard at Drumbeg Church, and there are records of body snatchers transporting bodies by barge for medical research at Queen's University. Just a little further upstream towards Drumbeg, there is a private bridge, over which cattle were driven. Rope marks from the horse-pulled lighters are clearly visible as you pass below.